This recording, Sichuan 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising. Because normally, you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back within her palm. Then, seeing a tongue tuned to her, finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not fruitful. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with the clothes and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
I had a first impression on snow, real snow. Yeah, because that's one of the reasons I chose this school. Yeah, because it snows. Yeah. I was building a snowman last year and playing snowballs with my friends.
You mean I have my Chinese circle and American circle are balanced.
No, it is balanced, kind of.
So, I do have lasting relationship in some of my American friends. And I also have a host family in Texas. So, I have two host brothers and one host sisters, so we take care of each other. When I was there, when I was doing foreign exchange program, and for Chinese side in college, I made a few, since we have similar culture and speaking same languages, so it's easier to find a good lasting friends.
Yeah, it does. In the first couple of months, I would say 2 months. So first month was okay. I was a little bit curious about everything. After a month, I started everything's not going well. And my language, English, wasn't that good at that time. So I start to practice. And my host family helped me a lot on that part. Speaking English, and I was not allowed to anything or speak anything in Chinese during that time. So it's super strict.
Well, you know, in China, we people is not allowed to hold guns. So, well, even though my dad has one, but just hide in the home, I never touch it. But when I get here, the first thing my host family like took me to do is go hunting.
所以在新年呢，我们新年中国新年是一个很隆重的节日。中国新年每家都会，就是所有亲戚都会集中在一家里面，就大年三十的时候会集中在一个人的家里面，然后一起享用午餐或者晚餐，就一起享受就跨新的一年。因为中国跟美国是不同的年的那个日历，所以中国用的是 lunar， well， 中国用的是农历，美国用的是正常的日历，所以中国的农历呢，我们要在一般都是一月或者二月才过年，所以这个时候我们就一起享受，一起就是在一起过年，而且公司都会放假，员工都会放假，所以所有人都会回家团年。